So one of the things that's necessary to do when you do a real qualitative study like this is you can't use the names and places, something that's going to indicate their identities, because there's a lot of private information going on here. That seems impossible for me to do. I can't imagine that you're not going to slip up at least one time in this interview and name somebody by their real name or the place or something that would screw it up. This is absolutely required in your field.
Yeah, it's challenging. And, you know, actually, there is some debate at the moment about this, because there are some people who actually believe that it's beneficial if you can use people's real names and identities and places, in the sense that, sort of from a scientific perspective, if someone wanted to go and check and sort of do another study in the same place, they would know where it was. So they sort of see, you know, compare what they find to what you found. But it is generally the practice to protect people's identity, because you may reveal information that they don't want the rest of the world to know is necessarily about them. So that is what I've done. And I haven't slipped up, I think in part because I've been writing about them for so long with these different names that I kind of think of them as those alternate names now anyway. But it is a challenge.
Yeah, I did find it frustrating thinking about which coastal city you were dealing with there. What did you call it? Shore City or something like that? I forget. The idea for me of understanding which locality you were in. For instance, I've interviewed some folks who teach meditation and that kind of work, yoga, in inner city schools in Baltimore. And that seems real important to know that it's Baltimore that they're working in. Or I interviewed a Muslim man just a couple weeks ago for my Song of Soul program. And Dawood lives in the suburb of Toronto. And the fact that his mosque is there in Kitchener tells me something about the environment he's dealing with in Canada versus in the U.S., where I think Islamophobia is much more rampant and much more problematic. How much do you think it detracted from what we learn about this, that we don't know where this exact city is or that setup?
Yeah, no, I think it can make a difference. I think you're exactly right that the specific location of places does make a difference in how a certain religion is lived out or what the community kind of feeling is like. And so I think that's a good point. And one thing that I may do actually with another colleague of mine is do some kind of would actually be a more quantitative project, but looking at sort of comparing different cities and people's experiences, in fact, with what you're talking about with sort of Islamophobia, because I think where you live in the country can have an effect on some of your experiences of being a Muslim person.
Absolutely.